with SRN News. I'm John Stott. Hiring in America picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March. And a sign the job market may be cooling, but remains sturdy. Employers adding 142,000 jobs, up from the scant 89,000 in July. Today's figures depict a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network, the Fed should not be so reliant on the jobs figure when considering rate hikes.
This data has proven to be so unreliable, it's actually disturbing that the Fed is using it and is looking at it so closely to try to determine when to cut rates.
The unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2 from 4.3% in July. Also at SRNNews.com, in Winder, Georgia, public defender Donna Seagraves tells Barrow County Superior Court Judge Curry Mingledorf II that Colin Gray, the father arrested in connection with the deadly shooting at Appalachie High School, will stay in custody.
Let me inquire as to whether there's a motion for bond, if Mr. Gray is moving for bond at this time.
No, sir, not at this time. We will allow alternate counsel to make that decision.
All right. Thank you.
Before his father's hearing, shooter 14-year-old Colt Gray had his hearing. The teen was advised of his rights along with the charges and penalties he's faced. Because he's a juvenile, the maximum penalty he would face is life without parole. The judge also set another hearing for December 4th. On Wall Street, stocks moving lower. The Dow is down 355 points. The NASDAQ losing almost 400. This is SRN News. Two German podcasters are punishing for rejecting transgenderism.
A court in Frankfurt ordered the men to delete an episode in which they referred to a man who is living as a woman as a man. The issue has to do with a man who was using women's facilities at a gym. The podcasters have opted to kill the episode under threat of a $250,000 fine or 6 months in jail if they did not. Free speech is not as well protected by law in Germany or any other Western European nation as it is here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two more Ohio abortion restrictions have been blocked in court as the legal impacts of the 2023 constitutional amendment guaranteeing abortion continue to be felt. A Cincinnati judge's preliminary injunction temporarily halts enforcement of a ban on using telemedicine or medication abortions. This is SRN News. China has announced it's ending the practice of allowing children to be adopted overseas.
China hasn't fully explained why it's ending overseas adoptions, merely saying that it's in line with the spirit of international agreements. But attitudes towards the number of children in China have changed. Under the one-child policy, families were sometimes forced to abandon their children, which created a supply. That policy is now gone. Officials are currently worried there aren't enough babies being born to sustain the population. Beijing has thanked the love and desire shown by foreign governments and families to adopt Chinese children.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow. In a big milestone for Japan's royal family, Prince Hisahito has turned 18, becoming the first male royal member to reach adulthood in almost four decades. His father, Crown Prince Akishino, did in 1985. More details at SRNNews.com.